Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. With me this week to talk about Week 4 of the NFL is my dad. Hey, Dad.
Hey, what's up, bud?
Not much. How you doing?
Good. So what have you made of the baseball scene? Anything figured out yet?
Well, the Yankees shut down CC Sabathia, so they're done for the season. The Orioles lost their star
third baseman. Yeah, the third baseman. I heard about that.
Yeah, Manny Machado. Good for them. It wasn't an ACL or an MCL injury, but there was no actual ligament damage. So
right. They're
out of it. Right now, Texas is starting to fall off the map.
Again.
Yeah, again. Yeah. You know, unfortunately, I would have liked to have seen them go far because Yu Darvish is a really good pitcher and he's having a good season. The whole team was doing well, but that second half is killer for them. And it's a shame if they don't ever win a World Series because they had two chances and one really good shot in 2011 against the Cardinals, but they couldn't do it. So right now it looks like it's going to be Tampa Bay and Cleveland. If Kansas City or Texas makes a run at it, maybe. Aside from that, everything else is locked up. The only thing we have to figure out now is order. What order will the NL wild card be and the NL Central to be? And what order the wild card's going to be in the AL? It's going to be exciting to see these last two, pretty much 1 week, because most teams have 6 to 7 more games left.
Now, what about Sunday?
Well, Sunday's going to be really exciting. Yes, Sunday is the final game at Citi Field for the season, and it's Mike Piazza Induction Day. And I actually found out all fans get a free Mike Piazza T-shirt. It's kind of like you have a Ricky Henderson version of it. It's a black shirt. It says Mets on the front, 31, and Piazza and 31 on the back. So from the Mets black era, late 90s, early 2000s.
Cool.
Yeah, so, and that's going to be really exciting. I'd love to see them retire his number, but I doubt they will for some ungodly reason. I'll never know why.
Well, we're going early, so it's going to be a breakfast-type brunch menu, and I'm thinking about some manifold French toast.
Manifold French toast?
Yeah, so I'll have it all wrapped up and keep it on the manifold of the car
on
the way over there to keep it heated. And when we get out, all I have to do is add the butter, the syrup, and some powdered sugar, and boom, my French toast is ready.
There you go. You do well on cookouts and tailgating.
Thank you. I'm ready.
And
yeah, so we'll be having omelets.
Nice.
And breakfast meat. Yeah, so we'll take that approach. Because the game's 1 o'clock.
Yeah, and then not only the baseball game, but we'll also have to keep our eyes on the football games for this upcoming Sunday as well.
Anything you're looking forward to seeing?
Well, I'm looking forward to see if the Jets can continue their role.
Good defense. Quarterback surprisingly good.
Yeah, it was an undisciplined game on Sunday. I hope that doesn't continue. Wouldn't want to see that much anymore.
What about Miami at New Orleans? Miami undefeated.
Yes, that's the Monday night game. That'll be interesting because they're both undefeated. New Orleans is good. Miami has won 2 road games, so they're kind of the road warriors. It's not going to be a shootout. I mean, Breeze will probably try to turn it into a shootout, but I don't know if Miami can keep up with that.
Well, you know what's been really interesting this year is that the dominance of the AFC over the NFC last week, I think it was 6-1. The only NFC team, when the match was an AFC team that won, was Seattle over Jacksonville.
Mm.
Every other game played last week, the AFC won. And the week before that, I think they were 4-0.
And that's funny because a lot is made about the fact that the AFC only has one or two strong teams as opposed to the NFC, which has this plethora of strong teams.
It does, but the reality is maybe only Seattle. I mean,
yeah.
Who's so dominant in the NFC?
Not this season, but I mean, so many analysts have talked about how good San Francisco is on paper, and you've got New Orleans, and you've got Seattle, of course. But I think you're right; Seattle's the only one that's actually stepping up. Because
how about Harbaugh for San Francisco? Haven't had back-to-back losses. Not even in Stanford,
you know,
or in Rose. So that finally happened to them. Now they're going to be playing at St. Louis. And last year the Rams, not only did they tie San Francisco in one game, they actually beat them in the other.
That's
insane.
But
hey, how about Minnesota and Pittsburgh in London? I mean, those are two bad teams going far away from home.
They are, but they've got name recognition. It's a lot better than sending Jacksonville over there, which they always, for some reason, Jacksonville, you know, they're the team without a home. It always feels like they always send them over, you know, or the Rams a couple seasons ago when the Rams weren't good.
Yeah, they should actually stay over there, Jacksonville.
Yeah, they should. I mean, if they're going to actually move, you know, just go out there, you know, stay far, far away from.
But the Browns went to Minnesota and beat them.
I couldn't believe that.
After they traded their best back. Isn't this league amazing?
It's amazing. I couldn't believe it. I thought that you know, Minnesota would have the wherewithal not to lose their home opener after losing two close games.
Right. I was all over that.
You were.
You know, it's crazy. I was all over the Colts. When they were at home, both games I was on them, they didn't cover, right?
No.
And then they went out and really manhandled San Francisco.
Which I was really surprised about. And I think you were kind of surprised about that as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, you don't expect
beat down. Well, you know, one great thing's going to see, how does Kaepernick respond to this? Because looking at Geno Smith, after bad things happen, he seems to able to have him buried and move on. That's a great sign in quarterbacking. Let's see if Kaepernick can do it, because San Francisco really have been front runners with Harbaugh. Now we'll see what adversity, how do they react.
Yeah.
So it didn't look good after Seattle did him in.
No.
Now the Colts did him in. Now to the Rams. So let's see.
Right. And I'm starting to think that Detroit or Chicago as a surprise team coming out of that Central, because the Vikings aren't going to make the playoffs, I don't think. And the Packers are, you know, they're getting hurt. They've got two running backs out. Luckily, they have a bye week this week. But
one trick pony.
Yeah, so it looks like
the Bears. It's all about the Bears, and we were on Trestman right from the beginning.
Yeah, he's got to update his look, though. Those glasses, and there's something about his greasy hair. He needs to.
Yeah, and when you win, you don't even have to shower.
Well, that's true. But now that, you know, I checked out that game as much as I could Sunday night. That offense is moving really well, and Cutler.
Yeah, they have D. They have some defense.
They do.
And Cutler's not trying to be everything. No, so that's a huge improvement there. Now, what about the Philadelphia experiment with this college coach, Chip?
Well, I think that I think you were right, wearing out not just wearing out other defenses, but I think his offense themselves. I don't think these guys were quite ready for the speed he wanted.
Well, you know, when they weren't going well and they're running around, it almost looked like a bunch of kindergartners with a sugar high.
Yeah.
Running around. It looked almost amateurish.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I will say...
Not going for the 1 point, going for two early. I see his philosophy, take any and all opportunities for points.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know how that's going to play, plus the injury factor.
Yeah, I mean, I was amazed McCoy came back into that game, because that looked like a bad injury.
Right.
But somehow he made it back in.
Yeah, well, 16-game schedule is still long.
Well,
and this guy is coaching what he knows, and that's it. So I don't expect any variation from him.
But plus, I mean, you know, the turnaround on these teams, they catch you. They know what you're going for, and they'll figure out a game plan real quick to stop you. Which games are you looking forward to this week?
Well, I'm definitely going to pay attention to these matchups with the AFC versus the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
It has been very dominant there, and there's a couple of they got the Texans getting 3 against the Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
The Dolphins getting 6.5. You know, nobody's believing in the Dolphins.
No. Well, you know, they haven't had a breakout, an offensive breakout. They've had some really good showings, but they haven't really broken through and, you know, run up the score or anything like that. So
now, what about the Giants story?
I was really surprised they lost. Not only did they lose that game, that they lost it so big. You know, I did think that they would kind of rally around Coughlin's brother. But the interesting thing was, I didn't hear a single thing about it leading up to the game and during the game. Right. I didn't hear anybody talk about it.
That's sad.
You know, it's sad, you know.
Only brother.
Yeah, and the loss of a human life, but just the fact of, you know, I didn't hear any, you know, anything through the press of, you know, the team saying, hey.
Where's the armband? Where's something?
No, but not. I was very surprised by that. And then, you know, I can't say it's a correlation.
It's like the circus must go on, the show must go on.
Well, that's true.
They ignore this thing. Like, guy fell off the high wire, so what? In this second ring of the circus, something else is being promoted.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm very surprised. I don't think anything's going to happen. Like, I'm looking around the league. I don't really see anybody who, you know, I'm not looking to see any coaches get fired. Like, people are talking about Ron Rivera. If he didn't win against the Giants, he probably would have lost his job. But I'm looking around
really?
The league. I'm like, yeah, oh, that was the rumor. But, you know, obviously it's not going to happen. I'm just thinking, like, are there any other teams? I can't think of any other teams that are going to let go of their coaches either this early.
Oh, there's some that should. I mean, look at the nightmare in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, but...
I heard they owe him $12 million.
Yeah.
So they're not going to get rid of him.
No, it's going to take a lot to... I think Shiano's going to be safe for the season. You know, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, but if they have a strong second half of the season, if they come off their bye, I forget when their bye is, but if they come off their bye strong, I think he'll be fine for a little while.
Well, Washington could go 0-5, 0-6, which you would think Shanahan's in trouble?
No.
If that happened?
No, I don't think so at all. I think that while Snyder is pretty quick with the his want and desires, he's the DC version of Steinbrenner. But I think I think Shanahan has a little bit more faith in Shanahan than other coaches in the past.
What about Minnesota?
No. Because apparently now there's this thing with the owner, the Ziggy Wolf.
He owns millions.
Yeah, something about real estate back here in New Jersey.
Well, he owns malls around the country.
Yeah, so I don't think that he's going to want to, he's going to want, that franchise is going to want some stability, so I think they'll stick with the coach. I don't think, because then it's just going to be one thing on top of another. You know, like, you know, here's the owner, everything's going bad, he's going to have to pay all these millions of dollars, possibly even, you know, the league will try and force him out, and then they fire the coach. You know, I think they're going to want something to at least be like,
okay,
yeah,
I mean, get it.
Yeah, it's the only thing I can really think of. But I mean, aside from that, it seems like everybody else is going to be, as opposed to last season where I think it was eight new hires, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, so I think this year is going to be kind of a break from that, where it's going to be pretty much everybody plays out the year and then they make the decisions in the offseason.
Okay. Well, just the end of this week will be one quarter finished.
It's
the regular season.
It's amazing. 4 weeks and you're already almost to the end, if you think about it.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Yeah. So far, fiscally adventurous friends. Were there any other lines you were looking at?
Well, no, but I'm thinking I'm going to pick the Dolphins against the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see what's going on with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm liking the. I'm gonna go with the Texans +3 against the Seahawks.
+3. I think that's good. Seahawks aren't as good on the road. I think the Texans are gonna look at last week's game in Baltimore and reevaluate some things. I think they'll be good for this week.
Yeah, but Seahawks are tough at home.
They're very tough at home, but they're so on the road. But I mean, that's kind of how you want to be dominant at home and at least be .500 on the road, I think, if you're any team. But you know, outside of Seattle, they're just a normal mortal team.
Now, do you think San Francisco will bounce back, or St. Louis has their number?
I think Harbaugh will be up for that game. And I think
you'll see some changes. They have some injuries there. Davis is out. He didn't play last week.
No, but I think he's going to play this week because he's such a gamer.
Are you thinking Kaepernick can bounce back from adversity?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he can. I think the game will be close. I don't think it's going to be a blowout, but I think it's going to be close, like within two touchdowns, start of the fourth quarter or something like that.
Okay.
So
we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, well, we'll see. All right.
Okay.
All right, bye. And thanks to my dad for joining the program. Last week with my fantasy team, I lost by 20 points because two of my players got injured halfway through the game. I had picked up James Stark to replace Eddie Lacy, but James Stark's got hurt. And then I ended up not having to be able to use Vernon Davis, so I picked up Colby Fellner for the Colts, but he didn't really do much in the game. And this week, I have to use Andy Dalton because the Green Bay Packers are on a bye. I'm going to have to wait and see for Vernon Davis if he's going to play or not. If he can, I'll put him in over Fellner. But if he can't, then Fellner stays in against Jacksonville. I think I still might use Minnesota for my defense. DeSean Jackson, Mike Wallace, A.J. Green. I picked up Bilal Powell. Hopefully, I can get a little bit of his juice on my team and, you know, really kind of help out my running back situation this week. And maybe, just maybe, Monte Ball will have some more carries than just in the fourth quarter. So thank you very much for listening. You can like us on Facebook at Everyman Sports. You can find us on iTunes. Just search for Everyman Sports in the podcast section. You can visit our website, everymansports.podbean.com. And you can email me at everymansports@gmail.com. That's one word, everymansports@gmail.com. Thank you very much, and I'll talk to you later.